Good morning, Mike. How are you?
You're a good old mate of Blair Tewkes. You must be stoked for him.
Oh, yeah, ecstatic. It's bit of a strange feeling watching them finally get there. And, yeah, just super proud.
How confident were you throughout the regatta?
Pretty confident. You never know until the boats get up there. But we always knew, even if you don't have the fastest boat, these guys have shown that they've been consistent previously. So they were always going to be competitive, I thought.
Work us through the magic of Tewke and Burling. What is it?
A combination of a lot of different things. Obviously, a bit of natural ability there. Lots and lots of passion. They obviously like a challenge, because otherwise you wouldn't have taken something like this on. But I think they thrive on, setting goals and meeting them.
It's such an amazing thing, isn't it, to set a goal over such a long period of time and build up to a singular event and hang it all on the line for that one moment.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, I mean, going into it, they would have known, growing up watching it, that, the whole country gets behind it, and they've been waiting to get it done for a long time, so the pressure would have been there. And they've taken it and just, done it, reasonably well and with lots of class.
You cannot, am I right in saying this, because you're a sailor as well, you cannot overstate the value of the America's Cup to the yachting community in general?
No, I mean, it's part of our history. And, when it's not on, people don't really think about it too much, but every time it comes on, the whole country gets behind it. And, the sailing community in general around the world, it's, the biggest thing there is. There's nothing better.